This is Rick Gentry. I want to thank everybody for listening today to Preaching Sunday on BPNRadio.com. I'm very excited to introduce to you from the great state of Texas, Donald Brown. Here's Donald.
praise.
Love never fails. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good.
Lift your hands and sing it. You make.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I want to thank God once again for each one of you here at BPN Radio today. I want to thank our wonderful pastor and dear friend and his wife, Pastor Dale and Jean Gentry. And I also want to say to them that this vacation that they are having, just enjoy yourselves and just be blessed in the Lord and have a great and wonderful vacation. Hallelujah. I also want to say to each one of you today, those of you that are interested in our podcast, you can contact Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com, or you can just simply call Rick at 214-918-8707. Now, today I want to talk to you out of the book of John. For those of you that have your Bibles, if you turn to John chapter 16, verses 22 is the verse I want to work with today and kind of give a synopsis of what Jesus called irrevocable joy, or basically joy that is not able to be changed. Hallelujah. Verse 22 says that you have sorrow now, but I will see you again and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. Now, I want you to leave today with these words of Jesus ringing in your ears. No one will take your joy from you. And I want you to see them for yourselves. So do you see them at the end of verse 22 when he says, I will see you again and your hearts will rejoice and no one will take your joy from you? I want you to hear them not as the words of man, but as the words of God. And I didn't make them up to make you feel good. I just read them out of God's word. And if they make you feel good, that's God's idea, not just mine. No one will take your joy from you. And this is the promise of irrevocable joy. You see, the fragilities of this life and world, as I mentioned, and to illustrate how even the big enterprises of our life and culture are very fragile. You see, we plan and we save and we build, and things look good and successful, and then it starts to collapse. And we can't believe it. Nobody comes to shop. Nobody rents the office space. Retailers began to leave. The streets are deserted. The hotels can't pull the conventions. Restaurants close. The pushers move in. The gangs take over. And pretty soon, the unthinkable has happened. The pearl is ruined. The Timberwolves don't stay. The new convention center can't fill its schedule. And all that's left is cheap, sleazy, and empty buildings. It has happened elsewhere. It could happen here. And it can happen in your own life. We are very fragile. Not much is sure and firm and solid in our lives. That's why this word from Jesus is very precious to me. No one will take your joy from you. You see, you've heard of unconditional guarantees and warranties that seem too good to be true. Have you ever heard of any product that says, in this you will find pleasure and no one will take your pleasure from you? If you read that on some boxes or bottles, you would smirk and call it marketing, publicity, or fuss. But that's what Jesus says. America may come a tumbling down and all the money be lost and the dreams be dashed, but no one will take your joy from you. How can this be? How can such a massive claim stand when the biggest things in our world are utterly uncertain and unstable? Well, let's look at these words to make sure we understand them and how it can be that Jesus can guarantee our joy with such amazing absoluteness. No one will take your joy from you. You see, he says, in a little while, Jesus' death and his resurrection. Now, Jesus is speaking to his disciples on the night before he was killed. He is trying to help them understand that what is just in front of them. So in verse 16, he says, a little while, and you will see me no more. And again, a little while, and you will see me. You see, this was confusion to the disciples. You see, the disciples are confused by this, and in verse 17 and 18, they discuss with each other what in the world he means by in a little while they won't see him, and then in a little while they will. But Jesus knows they are puzzled, and so he says it in verse 20. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. Well, what's he referring to? He's referring to his death. when the disciples will have a deep and anguished sense of loss, and his resurrection when their sorrow will become joy, according to John 20 and 20. Now, let's look at an analogy to childbirth. In verse 21, he compares what is about to happen to him and to the disciples with the woman in childbirth. He says, for a little while, there is sorrow as a very painful loss occurs that when the baby that has been so close and so secure and so comfortable is cast out in a painful, bloody birth. But again, in a little while, the pain is past and the loss is not really a loss at all, but an amazing gain. You see, the child is not lost, but presents in a way that can now go on and on and on. So it will be with Jesus. In a little while, he will be lost in a painful, bloody crucifixion. There will be weeping and lamenting and fear in the disciples. But Jesus says, look at it like a birth. The child must be lost from the warmth of the womb to be gained as a person in the world. Yes, I'm dying. Yes, it will be painful for you. But in a little while, you will see me again and your sorrow will become joy. It's like what he said in John 12 and 24. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. So you lose me in one sense, but gain me in one farther greater. You see, sorrow now, then irrevocable joy. So when we come to verse 22, we know what Jesus has in mind, namely his death and resurrection. He says, so you have sorrow now. And he means that his death is just around the corner and the loss and pain will be great for his friends. Then he says, but I will see you again. This is, I will rise from the dead and I will come to you. I will seek you out. And note, after saying three times in verse 16, 17, and 19, you will see me, he says in verse 22, I will see you. Then he says, your hearts will rejoice. That's just what happened. It says in John 20 and 20 that on the first day of the week, the day Jesus rose from the dead, he came to them and showed them his hands and his side. Then John says, the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus' prediction in John 16 and 22 came to true. I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice. And then come the amazing words that we are focusing on today. No one will take away your joy from you. This joy is irrevocable joy. It cannot be destroyed. It cannot be lost. It is true. It is sure and firm and solid and certain, even if everything around our soul gives away. This joy will not. Why will this joy not give away? And that's the key question. How can Jesus make such an unparalleled guarantee? Unlike anything in this world, no one will take your joy from you. Well, let's look at two answers from the gospel. Now, first, the resurrection means Jesus will never die. First, no one will take your joy from you because your joy comes from being with Jesus. And the resurrection of Jesus means that Jesus will never die again. He will never be cut off from you. He says, I will see you again and your hearts will rejoice. You see, this text doesn't offer any guarantees to people who don't enjoy being with Jesus. If Jesus says to you this morning, I will see you again, and your heart does not rejoice in being with him, then this text is not a promise for you. It's an invitation. It's an invitation to love Jesus. Because if you don't enjoy Jesus, your joy will be taken from you. Jesus is the only permanent joy. Now notice the sequence of thought in verse 22. I will see you again and your heart will rejoice. Well, why will they rejoice? Because Jesus will be with them again. Then it says, no one will take your joy from you. What joy can never be taken away? Joy at being with Jesus? That's the joy that's guaranteed forever. No other joy. If you don't have that, the joy you do have is very fragile indeed. More fragile and uncertain than our downtown cities. And so this text is an invitation to people whose joy is mainly in money or success or family or hobbies or sex or being linked or games or sports or church. It's an invitation to see Jesus as the only joy that lasts forever. I will see you again and your heart will rejoice forever. And why will he last forever? Because he has been raised from the dead and will never be cut off from us again. He defeated death. Now he lives forever and has the keys of death in his own hands. So when he says, no one will take your joy from you, he means, I will be your joy and I can never die again. And therefore, your joy will never die. As long as I exist in my resurrection life, that's how long your joy in me will be. No one can take it from you because it is joy in me, and I will live forever and ever. You see, that's the first answer to the question how Jesus can make such an amazing guarantee. Our joy is in being with Jesus, and because of the resurrection, he will never be cut off from us again. And second, the resurrection means you will never die. You see, the other reason is this. No one will take your joy from you because your joy comes from being with Jesus. And the resurrection of Jesus means that you will never die. You will never be cut off from him. You see, two things have to be true if your joy is never to be taken from you. One is that the source of your joy lasts forever, and the other is that you last forever. And if either you or the source of your joy is mortal, your joy will be taken from you. And, oh, how many people have settled for just that? Eat, drink, and be merry, they say, for tomorrow we die. And that's that. Food doesn't last forever, and I don't last forever. So let's make the most of it while we can. What a tragedy. If you are tempted to think that way today, please consider as seriously as you possibly can that if your joy were in being with Jesus, no one would take your joy from you, not in this life nor in the life to come, for two reasons. One, because Jesus will never die again. The other, because you will never die. So look at John 14:18-19. And it is a saying very much like the one we are looking at here. Jesus says, I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me because I live, you will live also. Because I live, you will live also. You see, the resurrection of Jesus means that not only will he live forever as the source of our joy, but you will live forever if he is the source of your joy. Jesus said to Martha at the tomb of Lazarus, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die, according to John 11:25-26. So the two great reasons why no one will take your joy from you are that Jesus, the source of joy, will never die, and those who have Jesus as the source of their joy will never die. Someone may say, but Christians do die. Yes, in one sense we do, but not in the most important sense, namely the joy that a believer has in being with Jesus is never broken. No one will take your joy from you. Not life or death, or angels or principalities, or things present or things to come, or powers of height or depth or anything else in all creation will be able to take our joy from us in Jesus Christ. You see, joy in being with Jesus is an unbroken line from now to eternity. It will not be cut off by his death or ours. You see, the offer of eternal joy in Christ is that, and he says that, and so I commend Jesus to you today. Whoever you are, if he is not the joy of your heart, he wants to be. He says in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst, never. You see, an unbroken line of satisfaction in Jesus from the now to eternity. You see, this is the word of the risen Jesus to us today, to all of us who will take him as our joy. You will see me, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. Shall we say it together one last time? Only this time, let's not say, no one will take your joy from you, but no one will take our joy from us. And if you believe that today, make it your resurrection day, confession of faith, and say, no one will take our joy from us. You see, the Lord is King, the Savior reigns, and no one will take your joy from you. Hallelujah. Let us pray. May the Lord bless us and protect us. May the Lord smile on us and be gracious to us. May the Lord show us his favor and give us his peace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
You've been listening to Donald Brown today on Preaching Sunday. For more information, contact one of our team members at breakoutprayernetwork.com or visit us at bpnradio.com. Sure appreciate everybody listening today. Thank you.